Son and the Holy Spirit will bless us.
So we talk the last thing about what we have
been.
And we said we're going to talk about three important things in our Christian faith. We talked before about three lectures about what? Prayers, right? Talking about prayers. And last week we talked about fasting. If I want to draw a square, the square has how many?
Four
sides. Equal or unequal?
Equal.
Equal. If I want to put one side, prayer, what is the second side I should put?
Fasting.
What is the third side I should put as a Christian person?
Giving.
What is the fourth side I should... Faith. Very good. So four sides in a square or are equal. But the center must have something. What inspires us to give? What can help all these four squares to stand together to become a square?
Lord,
okay. I need something. Love. Exactly. Love, ya habay. Exactly. The square of four equal sides, prayers, faith, giving, and fasting, everything will come great if I do all of those four sides through love. If I don't have love, I'm nothing. And that's what St. Paul said. Can Michael read this, Michael, somewhere?
St. Paul confirms that by saying, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give myself to be burned, and I have no love,
it profits me nothing. See? If even I give myself to be burned, and I have no love, it profits me nothing. Even the Lord himself, in John 3:16, he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If I don't have this love, ya habayib, and I do the best of myself, I'm nothing. God is not going to look at that. I might do this for show off. I might do this because my parent asked me to do this. I might do this because the church asked me to do this. Love, ya habayib, what you are doing. Especially the giving. Because God loves a cheerful giver. And that's what we will learn together. This. I got so blessed to prepare this lesson because every lecture, ya habayib, you guys going to prepare it as a servant. God meant it to be for you to learn something before you say it. So, lift up your heart, ya habayib, when you hear these things, because God touches every single one of us in a good way. Don't leave out from any place without having God with you through the words that he talks to you. It says when you give to the need, it says what? Very important. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Do you see the habayib, the people, when the kis al-ata, the collection basket passed through the church? What are the kids sometimes and should be done? What the kids do when they put the money for al-ata? What they do?
Smile.
They just threw it. There you go. My mom gave me this. Here you go. Thank you. What I should teach the child or myself when I do that? George.
Like, to make sure they don't show other people like how much money they have, you will like crumble it and put it in.
Very good. Make sure no one sees what you are giving. Even if it's a dime. Do not let anyone see in secret. I told my kids, crumble it up. No one sees what you are giving. What else we should say when you put this money?
Give thanks.
What else? From your hand into your hand, Lord, I give back. Because actually, the money that God gives to us is not ours. It's not ours at all. Don't think because you go to work and you stand up on your feet, you earn it. No, God gives you the health to stand up. God gives you the blessing to be having a job. God gives you the strength to be educated. God gives you, and God assigned you that money. So from your hand, Lord, and to your hand, I give back. Now,
what did you say? Whenever you put the money in, what do you have to say?
Yeah. From your hand, I take, to your hand, Lord, I give back. It says in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Wow. It is more blessed. I will ask you the question at the end, so pay attention to the lecture. Why the Lord said it is more blessed to give? So, we'll answer this question together. We're saying that giving is a kind of worship to God. We said it's a square, equal size. Giving is a very important side, otherwise it's not going to be square, right? It's going to be missing one side. Cannot be, say, I have a square and there is no one side that is empty. No. So it is a worship to God. So when, if the Lord himself gave us his only begotten son to save us, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Michael Awad, would you please read
So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
See? No one come and hit your hand and tell you, you should give your time. No one come and tell you, go to the servant rib class. No one come and tell you, go wake up to go to the liturgy. Giving should come out from your heart. Because God loves cheerful giver. خلي بالكم من الورد بتاعت البايبل. The Bible, each single word, when you read the Bible, has a great meaning. Has a wonderful something or message to you. Cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Why the Lord bless the giving? حد عارف Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 to 41 talks about what? Matthew 25 from حد مع Bible. I said before, bring your own Bible. My Bible is outside. Can you read it out loud, please?
From 35?
Yep.
For I was hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered and fed we, or thirsty and gave us drinks? When saw we a stranger, you took us in, or naked and clothed we? When saw we the sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of the of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
See the amazing word? Whatever you have done to my brothers, you have done it to me. God, ya habayib, never ever forget even a very cold glass of water we give. Even if we throw it with anger, which we shouldn't. We should have a cheerful giver. We should be a cheerful giver. But God bardo, عارفين لما واحد بيقول لواحد كده انا بتلكك لك يعني مستنيك كده, I'm waiting for you to do something so I can reward you. Just do it. God is so sweet. Waiting for us, just do something. I'm waiting for you. Did you ever see the picture in the women altar when the Lord has the picture that he's standing behind the door?
Yes.
When you take the communion?
Yes.
The door is closed? Is the door closed? Now, the door is open. But he's waiting and knocking politely, waiting for you to get up and do something. It's amazing when the Lord gives us the chance to be a part of his great, miraculously work. Okay, methods of giving. There is four methods of giving. St. Paul talked about it in his epistle. First one is, I'd like to talk alone by myself. First one is, I cannot read either.
Wait, where are you?
Very good. Deaf and blind and unspeakable. Nice. First kind of giving is?
Periodically.
Very good. Periodically. One can read. Thank God. Periodically. عشان كده, we change the Lord's Day to a Sunday to teach us give the first day of the week to the Lord. We have this habit all the time to start the blessings of the week by sitting down with the Lord. That's why the church said, let's have Sunday, the beginning of the week, as the Lord's Day. Plus the other thing, the resurrection happened on Sunday and all other things. But this is a great lesson to us. Always start the first day of the week with the Lord, no matter what. Because we said giving is a kind of
worship.
Giving is a kind of worship. The more you give to the Lord, the more you get reward. Listen and learn. It's a worship. Second kind of giving is personally with joy. Let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper. Prosper. 1 Corinthians 16:2. So God leave it to you. It's a personal thing. Each one of you do what you ever want to do. I'm not telling you for everything what you have. It's a personal relationship between you and the Lord. And they do it with joy. Do you guys remember when they were building the temple? What they did during the time of the kings? What they did?
They built it so high.
And everybody was giving what? Everything they have, all the kind of jewelry, anything they have, because they were happy. They are going to build the Lord's temple. They give everything. They didn't care. Every kind of gold stuff that they had, especially the stuff that they took from Egypt when they came out, they gave it to melt it, to start to build the Lord's temple. Third kind of giving is abundantly. What does a word abundantly mean?
In huge quantities.
In huge quantity. What did you say? I'm sorry. Generosity.
Plentiful.
Very good. Do not limit what you are giving, ya habayib. Do not say, I have $2. No, I'm sorry. Let's say I have $4. I'm going to go Starbucks. So I'm going to put, how much is the coffee in Starbucks so far now? Very good. Great. $4. I'm nothing for you, Lord. Tomorrow.
No, what's before?
Tomorrow. So give with generosity, habay. Fourth kind.
Can you go back one second?
You're going to find it, Jennifer Hatchy, on the website. عشان أنا عندي لسه a lot. Slide. Cheerfully and in secret. We said 2 Corinthians 9:7, and if I write this more than one time, it means it might come, because I like verses to be in quizzes, especially in the midterm and final. So, and also try to build your treasure with verses. God loves a cheerful giver. And we said before, you have to give in secret. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. These two verses are very important in Matthew 6 and 2 Corinthians 9:7. Who gave in secret, Yahweh? Give me an example. Who gave in secret?
Who
In New Testament, بلاش Old Testament. In New Testament, who gave in secret? Raise your hand. Who gave in secret? Sylvia.
The woman with the sin in the
center. Very good. Very good. You're going to find this coming up. Okay. What is my rewards of giving? Even if it is a worship, even if it is something personally, even if it is amazing thing and God loves a cheerful giver, God, as I said, waiting for doing something to reward you. How will I get a reward from giving? I should not wait for a reward. But the Bible is great and amazing. First of all, giving is a worship. So I'm going to build a strong relationship with God. We said, giving is a worship. Can I worship without having a relationship with who I'm trying to know? No, I have to know him. I have to deal with him. I have to get in touch with him personally. So it does strengthen your relationship with God. When you lift up your heart and everything, ya habayib, God rewards you a lot. There was a story of a priest. Very funny one. And I think I said that last year, I'm not sure. And he's a great priest. And his wife came home and found a very poor man outside the house. So she ran quick to the house, and her husband is a priest. So he has two galabeya, or two kind of garment. So she took one and gave it to that poor man quick. She did what the right thing, right? Then the priest came back home and he said, "What is this? Where is my other garment?" She said, "Didn't you always teach if you have two, give one? I give it to the poor man." He said, "That's just in the Bible." He was joking with her badly and she was upset. "Oh, really?" And he said, No, I'm joking with you. You did the right thing. So it's always, some people take the words literally and do it, but still, as long as you're doing it out of your heart, that doesn't matter. Do it, ya habib. God looks. Who did something out of his heart literally and applied the verse very sharp in the Bible, and he didn't care? How?
He put his eye
out, because he said, as the Bible said, it's better to go to the heaven with one eye than having two eyes and your eyes.
No, it said if your eyes cause you trouble, plug
them
out.
Yeah, so the trouble. So it's better to go to the heaven with one eye, that the Bible said that. Okay. It does, what else rewards of giving? Spiritually growth and maturity. I'll become a better mature person, because I'm going to be the image of Christ. I cannot go to work, go to school, give lecture to the people about the Christianity, and I don't do it. I don't live it. I'm going to be what?
Hypocrite.
Exactly. And also, giving take you out of yourself. Make you not selfish anymore. Your self-centered, get out from you. You start to look at the others and what they are really in need for. We stop looking at ourselves. What do I need? The word I start to vanish and disappear gradually. That's a great thing. Causes growth in your spiritual life. The Bible said also it's an investment in heaven. Because the Lord said, where is your heart is, your treasure should be there also. So your heart should not be on earthly things. Your heart should not run for what's going on sale, the BOGO, buy one get second one half off, or buy one get one free and let's go for it. No, I should have my investment in heaven. God never broke. He will provide for the poor, whether we give or not. Whether we have people that are taking care of the poor or not. He has his own great ways, ya habayib. God give us all the amazing touch of him to see his miraculous life in our life. Who gave a lot and build her treasure in heaven?
The widow.
The widow of what? The widow of what? Widow of what?
Widow of what?
Who built her treasure in heaven? No, the widow. I'm talking about a widow. A widow. There was a widow in Old Testament, in King.
I don't remember her name.
The widow of
Zarephath.
Zarephath. And what did she do?
She had two mites.
She had one cup of flour and one cup of oil. That's it. And who's the prophet around at that time?
Elijah.
And he went there, and she didn't tell him, oh, I'm hungry, and there is a famine there. There was a starvation going on, right? Remember, ya habayb? She did not say no. No. But عارفين Elijah asked her for what? What did Elijah ask her?
To make the food first.
To make him first. She didn't say no. She went, she baked it, and she gave him first. And because she gave with love and trust, with faith, remember the four square, the four sides of the square, God made her house never empty of any kind of food. She had plenty and blessing. That's why we said, God bless you when you give. You're going to find it in 1 Kings chapter 17. And also the widow who gave the 2 pennies out of her heart. God left all the people that who were there showing off how much they giving. They take the coins and make sounds with it. Look what I'm going to do, how much I'm going to give. And make like a show of it. Make the check, cut it. Well, they're writing the check, and here you go, check for you. No, she went in very secretly way, put the 2 pennies, and God praised her for that. Because she gave it from what, ya habay? Other than her heart. Bravo Ali. Other than her bucket.
Everything she had,
your clothes.
Everything God gave you.
Needs. The best word from her need. Try, habayb, not to give from whatever is extra. Try to give from not what I will not use. Think about your brothers and sisters, especially in Egypt, and what they are running through. And God provides for us wonderful life, clothes, homes, a roof, family, and we still think about earthly things and we don't look and give from what I need. Try not to go a lot for what's on sale and BOGO and half off and free stuff because I don't need it, but maybe I need it in the future. Who knows? Now, try to give from your need. Now, how much I should give? How much I should give? And okay, that's a good one.
At least.
No. Okay, the Bible is clear about how much I should give. The 10% is the least thing that even the Jews do, and the Lord is still accepting that. And look at the great verse in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Listen to this verse because it's very important, ya Jennifer. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven, some translation have the gates of heaven, and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Wow. God's promise is amazing. He will open the gates of heaven. لغاية ما يفضل give you and give you and give you and تقول يا رب enough. Oh my God, كل ده يا ربي, because I give you only the 10%, you made the 90% left is more than 100. You will feel it, يا حبايب, a lot when you do that. And that is the least. Because if I don't do that, the Lord himself wrote in the Bible too, I'll be acting like a thief. In Malachi also. Read Malachi chapter 3 when you go home. You will find whoever doesn't do that will be considered as a robbering from the Lord or God himself. See? See how amazing is God is? Give me the 10%, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing. There is no more room, ya Rabbi. عشان أقول لك, enough, I received a lot, ya Rabbi. Amazing. Second thing, God asks for offering. And it's also in Malachi, chapter 3. It says there is tithing and offering. يعني في 10% وفي offering. What's the difference, ya Habib, between tithing and offering? If you can understand. Exactly. The 10% is a kind of a commitment had in the Old Testament. They have to give the 10%. We're still doing it. That is the minimum thing we should do. عشان نبقى يعني filled, يعني قلنا للconscious sana, okay, you're good, sleep. I give the 10%, that's fine. But offering, I offer something out of my heart, of my choice. I would love to do that. Like some people offer to take care of the rugs of the church, the chairs of the church, the icons of the church, the lights of the church. A lot of people offering that out of their heart. No one asks them to do that. The best thing, the third level, شوية, a little bit higher, go higher بقى شوية. The Lord say, I want you to go higher. Giving the first fruit. First fruit, كانوا دايما during the old time, when they harvest, they must give first fruit coming out from the from their land, to God. It means bless, thank you Lord, you bless my land, here is what you give me, from your hand and to your hand I give back, thank you. That's what we do now when we're working. When you work, first salary, totally, from A to Z, is to the Lord, call the fruit. Because God give you the strength, the health, the time, the opportunity, the blessings in the people's eyes to hire you. It's a great blessing, ya Habib, when you are working and God gives you a blessing in their eyes. You will feel. Like in your school, you feel sometimes you're blessed. In a teacher's eye, while you heard so bad words about that teacher before. But God, oh my goodness, all what they said is not true. She likes me. It's a miracle. First one in my life like me. But that's good. Good. So your first fruit goes to God. Okay, God بقى يقول لك في حاجة ثانية, another kind of giving. Some people do bow. What does bow mean? How? That's what I wrote. I need an explanation.
I think it's like if you ask God for something and if it it happens, you will give what you promised.
Great, صح, مضبوط, very good. Let's say I promise the Lord, I tell him, I have a very hard exam coming up, and I hate math, and I study all what I can do. I did all the things I know, and please, Lord, through the intercession of Saint Mina, help me, and I will give $100 to Saint Mina Church if I pass this exam. And God make you pass this exam. You should go and give this $100 to the person you promised, because you used him for the intercession. You used him. That's a good word. And you put this $100 that you promised. How about it? If I didn't pass the exam the way I want, what should I do?
Still give the $100.
That's the higher level. That's good. It's great if you have this higher level of love and being thankful to give. But don't forget your vows, ya Habayt. So try, if you're going to make a vow, never break your vow. Okay? God بياخد الحاجة بتاعته عشان انت اللي طلبته. Okay? So be careful. Okay. the Old Testament followed the law, let strangers come and collect after workers to get things to make bread and eat. Mean اللي كان very generous. They usually in the Old Testament they have own lands and they make harvest and they have wheat and people come and workers. They suppose عشان تبقوا عارفين في Old Testament not to come back to collect what's failing out from the farmers or the collectors who collect the wheat. They're not supposed to collect it back. They leave it for the strangers who come later on and collect these tiny things fill out from the buckets of the farmers and they make bread and eat. Who followed the Old Testament? And God blessed him and her after that for doing these things. ما تاكلوش قبل ما تيجوا. Don't eat too much. It makes a cloud on the brain. Yes, in the Old Testament, I'm sure of that. All right, thank you.
If we flip, is it going to be there?
All right, because of he did that.
Oh.
He didn't own a farm and he didn't ask the strangers to come and collect, and God blessed him for doing this. And that woman, by the way, became his wife after that.
Huh? See the story one more time. Someone had a farm in?
That man married that woman later on, and God blessed them, and from them came the Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? قولي بوعز برافو بوعز وروث That's not a vow. He didn't vow for that. Okay. Go back and read Book of Ruth.
So you want to explain to them Boaz was doing what, because not all of them are familiar with the story.
Okay. Boaz was a big owner of land and he owns a farm, and Ruth, after her husband died and passed away, you guys are supposed to know this. And she did not leave her mother-in-law, the old woman, and return back to her family. She went back with her mother-in-law to her country. And over there, her mother-in-law was a very old woman. She cannot work. So Ruth went to collect after the farmers when they collect and harvest. And she went in that field that's owned by Boaz and she starts to collect whatever filling out from their buckets or from their baskets to make bread for herself and her mother-in-law. So God, later on, Ruth married Boaz and came from them, King David's father, and then the Lord Jesus Christ came from them. Okay. I am supposed also to help the poor. Those who are in need, and don't forget your family members, brothers and sisters, and relatives who are in need. ما ينفعش أروح أقول I'm giving to the church, and I know people in my family members and relatives are in need, and leave them. Okay. To whom I shall give? A lot of people I shall give to. First, to the poor and those who are in need. And it's written in Proverbs, Chapter 19, verse 17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. Wow. And also in Matthew 25, we spoke about it from verse 35 to 41, how the Lord tells you, I was sick and he helped me. I was hungry and he fed me. I was thirsty and he gave me drink. And we never saw the Lord. The Lord doesn't come in front of you, ya habayb, and in front of me and say, I'm the Lord, give me something to give it away. It doesn't happen like that. It happens once in a blue moon. And if you miss your chance, you really miss it. One time I was in a nursing home and a very old woman walking in the hallway, right away, came up in my mind that the Lord's in front of me. Ran her, gave her the cup of water that she was running to get to, give it to her. It's a great blessing. You will find a great blessing feeling, ya habib, when you do that. It comes, a and it doesn't come very often. So run for it. And when you do that, see the Bible says what? You lend whom? The Lord himself. Does the Lord ever never give you back what you paid? He said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour out to you. I should give to my local church. Church knows a lot of people that help them in secretly. No one knows anything about it except the church. So you can do that. And it's written, you're going to find that in 1 Timothy chapter 5:17, Galatians 6:7. Also, I could give to my immediate family member, as we said, a relative who are in need. Like the husband should be generous also with the wife too, and the children. I like to say that to my husband. So, if I know now the blessings of giving, what will I lose if I don't give? Now, giving is a kind of worship. So, my prayers will go unanswered. And it's written clearly in the Bible saying, whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. Wow. Cannot stand up and pray and lift up my hand, lift up my heart, and I know there is someone I know doesn't have food on his table, doesn't have money. You think the Lord will listen to all of what I'm saying? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the thing needed for the body, what good is that? روح ربنا يطعمك. روح ربنا يشبعك. Go, ربنا يفيد you. God feeds you. Yeah, God warm you up. Go. What did I do? Nothing. I had an opportunity and I missed it. I said before, it's the growth. So I will not grow. I will not grow, ya habayb, spiritually at all.
I stopped growing.
You never grew in the first place.
I didn't mean the physical growing. Your knowledge and your relationship with the Lord. Proverbs says in chapter 28, verse 27, he who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many curses. Never ever Rabbina doesn't reward you, Habib, a lot. He does give a lot, but I should not wait for that. I give and I never look back. And I should not remember what did I do. And I should not talk about it. What did I do? John the Baptist said, he must increase, I must decrease. And that comes from self-denying with the giving. You give without looking and glorifying yourself or waiting for someone to tap on your shoulder and tell you did good. No. He must increase and I must decrease. Very clearly. There was a great story about self-denying. All of you must know or heard about Abuna Bishoy Kamel. Had this man, Abuna Bishoy Kamel, in Alexandria. He was a great priest in Alexandria, and he served with Abuna Tadros Ya'ub a lot. And one time in Alexandria, he found out there is a small town, and very poor people live there. And some of them live in a very disgusted place. They don't have roofs or anything. So he thought, why we leave this town like this? So he started a small service by grabbing some servants and assign them to go to this town and make a count on each single one live in this town and know how much they need to satisfy their needs. And he has a list by names and by how much they will provide to this place for each single home. And then one time he took Abuna Tadrus Ya'ub and another servant with him to go and see this place and get in touch with them in person more. So after he visited a couple of houses, it was a very small house. Maybe made like, I don't know how to explain that. I don't know if you guys ever saw the people after Hurricane Sandy and how they live, like tents and stuff like that. That's how he lived over there. And he heard that Abuna Bishoy is here. He's a very old man and he came out kissing his hand and he said, thank you so much. Abuna Bishoy, what's your name, my Habibi? He told him. He looked in the list. The name is not there. Thank you for what, Habibi. Allah, for the $12.50 you give me every month. It's amazing. I thank you for it. He looks to the servant. What is he talking about? $12 Egyptian bucks. And I'm giving you the example that you can understand. $12.50 $12.50
Allah.
No, I'm just giving you the example that you understand. So, he looks at the servant. His name is not there. What's going on? He looks at Abuna Tadrus. His name is not there. What's going on? No one have an answer. He told him, yes, the woman next door comes and gives me $12.50 every month. Thank you. So Abuna Bishoy goes to the woman next door and find who she. Her name is on the list. And guess what?
She gets $25.
She gets the $25. She gets every month the $25. And she knows my need is just $12.50. Why I'll take extra? She splits the $25 between her and the man next door to her without telling him that she's the one who's given it to him. She tells him, Abuna Bishoy sent this to you. Abuna Bishoy sent this to you. Why is that? She self-denied herself. See? Self-denial, ya habayb. Abuna Bishoy learned a lot from that and praised the woman for what she's doing and thank God that there is a lot of people still having good heart of how they give without looking behind what they're going to get or without getting glorification for themselves. They self-denial totally. God give us all the blessings of the giving. And I'm done. Have you any questions before I ask a question? I received a phone call and I got a question and I need to share with you this question. And unfortunately, the person who asked that question is not here. But it will be a great blessing if we all learn together from it. Why the Bible says the link between the anger and sin? Why I should not sin when I'm angry? Or why am I allowed to be angry? And what should I do if I'm going to sin with the anger? What do you think about that? Okay, the question he said, the Bible said, don't be angry. And then another word says, you can be angry but don't sin.
What's that again?
Bible says, do not be angry. And in other words, in another place it says, be angry but don't sin. What? He got confused, that person, or she got confused. What should I do, and how can I explain that, Mina?
Ask a woman. Anger is
useless.